Okay, my friends. So today, for our fun story, we are reading a book called I Took a Walk by Henry Cole. And this story is read today by Mommy and
Ducko.
Well, Mommy and
Ducko. What's that? Is that a butterfly?
That's a bird. Let's read. So this book, my friends, you've got to get this book. You've got to have it in your hands to understand how awesome it is, because it's full of hidden things. And ooh, you I must have strong, quick eyes to capture them all.
Butterfly? The other book?
Let's read about it. So here we go. I wandered out of the woods and into a meadow. I wonder who's watching me. One spring morning, I went for a walk and followed the path to the woods.
Oopsie.
I sat in the cool shade and poked my head through the soft ferns. I saw a camouflaged fawn, an oven bird, an oven bird's nest, a fungus on a fallen leaf. Do you know what a fungus is? There's a fungus among us. A fungus is another fancy way of saying mushroom.
There's a mushroom.
Yep. A deer antler. Did you know that deer shed their antlers? Kind of like how your mom cuts your fingernails when they get too long. That's what happens with the antlers on a deer. They shake them off and then they grow new ones. It doesn't hurt them to lose it. A zebra butterfly. Jack in the pulpits.
Jack in the pulpits?
I don't know. We have to look for it. A grouse family. A woodpecker. A hawk.
Where's the grouse family?
I don't know. Let's see if we can find one. Ooh. An owl's home. A tiger beetle. Ooh, where would that guy be? Signs of a squirrel. And a millipede. And in the picture, my friends, you can find all of these things hidden in this page. The page folds out. And you can see all of these things. But it's nice to know that also in a forest, you would find all of these things hidden in the soft ferns. Now, you know what else you can find? Listen to this. I lay down in the middle of the meadow and smelled the sweet red clover. And I saw a quail, or we call them bobwhites. Did you know it's kind of the same thing? The tail, there it is, the tail of a black snake, a milkweed beetle, a meadowlark's nest, a male box turtle, a monarch butterfly. Now, the monarch butterfly is there because of the, what? The milkweed. That's what they're there for. They like that. A grasshopper. Ooh, grasshoppers are really hard to find, aren't they? They hide in all kinds of grasses. A wolf spider.
Ooh, yeah, find that one.
Ah, did you find him? Yeah. A butterfly chrysalis. A spittlebug's home. A skipper butterfly. Ooh, over here, I think. Fireflies.
Wait, what are fireflies?
Oxeye daisies. And milkweed, which is what that monarch butterfly is eating. Now, you know, what's really interesting to me is sometimes when we go out into a field or into the park even, we're surrounded by things that we may not even notice. Next time you go outside, what kind of things can you see? Write it all down and think about it and talk to your family about it. Now, I found a path that led to a meandering stream. Meandering means it's just kind of wandering, okay? It's not there by design. It's just kind of doing its own thing. I wonder who's watching me. Ooh. I sat on the bank of the stream and brushed aside the spice bush leaves. And I saw, whoa, bank swallows. Swallows are birds. A bank swallow's nest. Can you see where they might live?
Where?
In the banks. Do you know what the banks of a river are? The edges of it. And they're usually kind of thick. Mm-hmm. Where the softer sands are.
Green snake.
You found the green snake. A wood duck family. Those are the wood ducks. Yep. And then the kingfisher is this bird. In the picture, we can see him. He's kind of perched up top. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. With a long beak. A morning cloak butterfly. A mayfly. Ooh, those ones are interesting.
Where's the butterfly?
Yeah.
What's the mayfly?
A mayfly is kind of like a long-looking bug. Looks like a big, giant mosquito, but it's not. And then these guys right here, I think, are the bank swallows. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A tiger swallowtail butterfly, which definitely looks like it's got tiger stripes. And then it has these little bits at the end of its tail that hang out long, and that's what makes it a swallowtail. A paper wasp's nest. Oof, stay away from those. Let's see if we can find it. I think it's in the trees. Signs of a beaver. Ooh, what would be a sign of a beaver? How could you tell that if a beaver has been near you? Yeah, they would kind of chew at stuff, wouldn't they? Mm-hmm. And deer tracks. That means the deer has come down to the stream and had something to drink. I followed the stream and came to a pond. I wonder who's watching me. Let's find out. I sat quietly at the edge of the pond and peered through the tall cattails. Cattails kind of look like hot dogs on a stick, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like really overcooked, really dark brown.
I saw
a grebe on her nest. There she is. It's kind of looks like it could be kind of a duck in the duck family.
Mm-hmm.
A heron. Whirligig beetles.
What's with the words, the whirligig?
I think it's these guys right here. A bluegill.
A bluegill.
Mm-hmm. Tree swallows. Oh, those are up here. Swallows are birds, and they're flying along. A rail. Oh, I don't know where that might be. Let's see if we can find it. Nope, I think that is a marsh wren's nest. Yeah. But there's a damselfly. Yeah. And a painted turtle. Do you see the turtle? Oh, I do. His little head sticking straight up in the water. Because that's usually where turtles like to be. It's kind of half in the water and half out of the water. Then a yellow iris. Irises are flowers. And they smell so nice. A dragonfly. Oop. We saw this guy over here. And a minnow. See if you can find. Oh, there he is. Also at this pond, he found water lilies. And they are floating on top of the water with big green petals.
Do we know if it's a boy or a girl?
What?
The person who said I saw.
Oh, well, the man who wrote its name is Henry Cole. So I feel like that would be a boy. Yeah. And then he says to us, find a place to sit and watch and listen. What do you see? And I think that's a great idea because you never know what's around you until you listen and you think really good about it. Now, the last of this book, tells us where all of those things are. At the very last page, it shows you the things that were hidden and what they are in the pictures. So if you haven't ever heard of what, I don't know, a rail is, it's a type of bird, and you can see it in the pictures, and it'll tell you it's this one. And how beautiful is that, that you can learn about nature when you take your walks? So every single time we have a break and get a chance to go on a nature walk, we can see and listen and grow our imaginations and our brains with whatever it is that we see. I found an app that will allow me to take a picture of a plant, and it will tell me what the plant is called so that we can learn all the plant names on our walks. You guys should get it too. You can find them if you just look it up on your app store. Head over to your app store and get a cool app that'll help you find out what the bird is or what the plant is or whatever the thing is that you see on your walks. And that, my friends, is the end.